going to talk with someone from the Urban Democracy Feast, which is coming up on May 2nd. It's an organization dealing with social justice, and they're looking for projects that have something to do with social justice, whether they're existing or startup or whatnot. So we're joined by a member of the UDF, Santiago Valles. Did I pronounce your name right, Santiago?
Yes, yes, you did.
Okay, I can go home now. No, no, I'm just kidding.
You have about 20 years to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
English is going to become a minority language in this country about 20 years.
As long as I got time, I'm good, you know. Santiago, tell us a little bit about the Urban Democracy Feast.
About 2 years ago, a group of university professors and college professors and people who are staff both in the local state university and in the college here started talking on a regular basis about ways to address some of the deficits or the gaps in decision-making here in the city. And we decided that in addition to talking, we would do something about it. So we started to organize a series of events where people can come together to talk and exchange ideas about ways to, like I said, in close the gaps in decision-making and also improve the distribution of resources and services in the city.
The feast idea is really unique. It's interesting. It's like you said, you get people together. They enjoy dinner for a modest fee or whatever, and everybody who goes gets an equal vote in how or what project is going to be selected. That's kind of a unique way of doing this, but it does kind of emphasize a lot of your middle name, and that's democracy.
Yes, and we hope that kind of experience spills over into other aspects of daily life, whether it's in the workplace or it's in the local elections or it's in family life or in the education system.
We're talking with Santiago Valles. He's a Urban Democracy Feast member, and that's coming up on May 2nd. Santiago, if people have ideas, obviously they do, but they're not sure exactly how to get them to you, how can they either apply or get more information on how to put their idea forth for a vote?
There's three ways. One is they can consult the website, which is www.urbandemocracyfeast.org. They can write to an email address, urbandemocracyfeast@gmail.com. Or they can get up on Saturday mornings and come to a place where we meet every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, except this coming Saturday because we're going to be working all day and preparing the dinner at 816 South Westnage. And we meet from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. And there they can talk with the people who are organizing this face-to-face crowdfunding process. They can also call a telephone number, which is 269-388-3809. Those are the four ways in which they can learn more about the crowdfunding process. They can apply with ideas for the next event, which will be in the fall, or they can get involved in the organization and volunteer their time or volunteer ingredients or dishes for the meal.
So if somebody wants to be part of the feast, then Santiago, what do they have to do and where do they have to go and when do they have to show up?
They can come to Lake Street, number 936 Lake Street in the Edison neighborhood. On Saturday, the 2nd of May, the doors will open at 5:30 in the afternoon, and we'll start explaining the projects that have applied for this particular event after 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And there will be music, and there will be a graphic artist making murals, and we will hear the projects and ask questions and exchange ideas or suggest resources for all the applicants. And then after supper, we'll vote.
It sounds like a great event.
You're welcome to attend.
All right. Thank you, Santiago. I appreciate it. Good luck on the event on Saturday.
Thank you very much. And we'll do this again in the fall. We'll do it 3 times next year. And every year after that, we're going to do it every 3 months.
All right. We're going to talk to you again soon. Thank you, Santiago.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You do the same. The Urban Democracy Feast goes on 9:30 Lake Street on Saturday.
Yeah.
Starting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you
need idea, always, you know, some of the best ideas either come from, you know, breaking bread or drinking beer. It's one of the two. I mean, you can always.
And they always, especially social justice projects at the grassroots level, works out really
breaking
well,
bread's so. Always a great time.
So again, if you want, applications are available. You can get to the Hispanic American Council on Lake Street. You can go to the ARCA Center for Social Justice up on the K College campus or the People's Food Co-op on Harrison. So.